All right.
No, ready? It started.
Is it started? Okay. That's
this
it.
Is it.
All right.
We've
cool.
begun.
That's
begun.
It.
Oh my God, we're back.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Hiya.
How's it going? This is the Antics Podcast. Gav here.
Kyle. Hello.
Brad.
Ashley.
Did you say your name again?
I did, yeah. It's Brad.
You sort of talked over each other.
Sick of it.
Terrible.
That's why we've not done one in ages.
I know. This is the standard, yeah. Which we hope to improve
achieve.
On.
Good.
So, Ash, you are new to the podcast.
I am, yes. This is my first one.
Ryan, how do you feel about joining the podcast at this stage?
Well, it's going well so far.
Bearing in mind, it has already achieved legendary status. That's why we've not done it in so long.
This is pressure.
Yeah.
Pressure.
And also, note for our 10 audience members, we are not in the States or Canada, despite her funky accent.
Funky? Has it ever been described as funky?
No, I've had many, many descriptions for my accent. It's never been funky.
Well, it is.
Just out of interest, what have people described it as?
I mostly get Scottish and Australian.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. Well, my aunt was Scottish, so when I hung out with her, I think I did get a distinct Scottish tilt to my accent.
Okay, so can we hear some of that?
No.
Please, give us a bit of Scott.
It just comes naturally.
Hey, about if we do the whole podcast like that?
Hey, if we speak Scottish.
And everybody who's seen our shows knows I can't do an accent. It just...
Everybody who's seen our shows knows I can't do an accent. That's what you need to see.
That's Arnold.
He eats a sausage. Sorry, right. Anyway.
Good.
How long have we been recording for?
Good 3 minutes.
Brilliant. Really?
Two. Sure.
Okay.
So what are we going to talk about, Gavin?
Well, Kyle, you said you had something to bring towards the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I do have a feature, a new feature, but I'm going to save that until the end because it is a very... climaxy feature.
It's just going to build pressure for you, man.
I'm fine with pressure.
That's
good.
Okay.
You can't save stuff because we don't have anything to go in the middle.
We'll improvise.
That's what we do.
Well, okay.
Shall we talk about the antics? What we're doing right now? What are we doing right
okay.
now?
Okay. Yeah, we could.
Sat comfortably.
Shut up, Brad. That's not a joke. Right.
I am cuddling the NBC pillow.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, yeah. So, Brad, we've been doing some sketch-related things. Do you want to tell us about that?
We have. We filmed our first sketch that was devised by myself. It's called Thin and Risky, the Italian Base. It's about me and Kyle, we rob a bank, and it goes horribly wrong.
It does. The bank suspiciously looks like a university building. Have I spoiled the illusion?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The magic of film.
Oh,
yeah. Can't you tell from the beginning of the film? It's blatantly not a university building.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that's the building we were in.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
got special permission to blow up a building.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not Stokes footage.
Somehow we're still alive.
It was dramatic.
And Ash wasn't in it.
No, I was not. I did film it, though.
You did film
and
it.
Edit it as well.
Yes.
And that's hopefully the first instalment of many coming up of our short new venture of sketches and devised pieces.
Yeah, well, you know what? We've been talking about a sketch tonight, the one that I brought to the table, and I don't want to talk about it on this podcast because I think that would ruin it.
You brought it up now.
No, but I don't want to talk about it because I think that would be...
Well,
don't sigh.
So this is we just keep getting things we don't want to talk about.
Well, if we give
it's a very negative podcast.
Oh, okay, subtle hint.
The idea of what we're doing, but what we're doing.
So we're going to take a well-known film,
comedy film.
Careful,
not Schindler's List.
It might be comedy.
It is comedy.
Okay, it's a comedy film, well-known. That's don't say any more about it than that. And we're going to put a slant on it.
Yes. Good. Film it.
And we think that myself and the boy Kyle here...
Hello.
...will be the key characters in that.
Yeah, because we are both ridiculous.
Kyle may need a wig.
I've had a haircut and now I apparently look like a lesbian.
Or just incredibly metrosexual, as I described you earlier. Is that the same thing? I have no idea.
I don't even know what metrosexual means.
I don't know anything about lesbians or metrosexual people. So maybe we should brush up our knowledge.
Yeah.
And then we can then decide whether you do indeed look like a lesbian.
Or a metrosexual.
Yeah. Who was it who said you look like a lesbian?
My girlfriend.
Right. See, I'm still trying to figure out whether this is a good thing, and she wants you to look like a lesbian, and then is there something in this we don't know?
I think so, because she keeps having lesbian dreams. I don't know if she's happy about me telling.
This is going to be great when she hears this.
What are lesbian dreams?
Just like two fannies touching.
That's what a lesbian dream is.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You're the only lesbian I'll ever know with a beard, though.
He's not a lesbian!
What about Conchita Wurst?
Who?
Conchita.
Oh, yeah, but that's a mess.
Yeah, but so am I!
Well!
Well, yeah.
Evidently not.
Yeah.
Okay, are we up to the point where you can do your feature yet?
Probably not, because we've got 9 minutes to fill.
Oh, what?
We don't have to. Oh, jeez.
We don't have to fill 9 minutes.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
No, right, okay, well, let's talk about our recent shows and our plans for recent shows.
Cause
we wanted, because we've been performing in the Riverside pub every month, but we want to start becoming a bit more grandeur and a bit more spectacular and performing to a larger audience in bigger theatres.
Why are you doing that silly voice?
Because that's what actors do.
Right, maybe we should try.
Are you still,
and
you're not in the theatre anymore. Just
Okay. So yes, that's an operation.
Operation Grandeur.
Operation Grandeur.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Hashtag that one.
Yes, definitely.
I've stolen that from Hitler's drawing board. Right, okay. Operation Grandeur.
So, is it French now?
Oui.
So this involves doing possibly fewer shows, but bigger shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is possibly what we're aiming at.
That's what we're doing. And having a media presence. That's why these have come back. You beauties.
Yeah. There's no point pointing at things. I gotta say, if fewer and bigger shows don't work out, we'll go back to doing more smaller shows.
Yes.
And we'll just keep trying until something sticks, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll be the first, like, 60-year-old improv group in the world. And people will find us cute, by golly.
Finally, we'll have an ASC.
Yeah, we'll have a unique selling point.
Woo!
Come on!
That's what we've been fighting for these 5 years.
But we do have plans to go back to Edinburgh, don't we, next year?
Well, this has been said.
Yeah.
But, and that's about it.
But at the Three Fringe. The
right, yeah, fringe. Yeah. No, that is a possibility, isn't it?
Yeah.
Three Fringe.
Because we actually have no money.
And we don't want to earn any.
And we don't want to earn any. We don't earn any money in our shows anyway. We do it for the pleasure of laughter.
Why did you just... Why laughter?
I don't know. That's very theatrical.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to get up at any moment and just sing.
Oh, there we go. What about this for a feature?
Okay.
Brad's Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Brad went to Espanyol recently.
I did. I went with my family to my nan's apartment.
Yeah, right. Because have you got any funny stories? Because your train journey to, like, Edinburgh, you know, an old lady was, like, trying to con you or something like that.
Oh, yeah, on the way back.
Yeah.
Where we went to Spain, on the way back, they changed our gate perhaps 6 times, I think.
And there's a comedy moment for you. Oh, those bastards.
Other than that, I can't think of anything.
So nothing funny happened, Brad.
Right, so you've just brought up something of which there is no content or comedy value. And all that's done is edged us closer to this feature you're going to do.
Yes.
But we don't know what it is yet.
It's not even going to work now.
We're literally on the edge of our seat.
I really think you should just do it.
Yeah.
Okay, right, here we go. The news. Malaysian airplane falls out of sky. Bong. Thatcher rises from grave. Bong. Children pass GCSEs. Bong. Brad has no story to tell. Bong. Bong.
Is this going anywhere or?
News. There we go.
What was that?
That was the news.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
I feel informed.
Well, that's why I was saving it for the end.
That's literally it.
We were going to end on that. I don't think so.
All right.
What just happened with my life just then? Like, so we'd end on that, which was the news which you forgot halfway through, and people would come back again to listen next time for more news, which, let's be honest, because this is a podcast, by the time they hear it, it's going to be out of date.
So it'll be old.
You've not thought this through.
I'm not. I'm so sorry.
But you've been improvised.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah,
he's been leading us towards this feature.
Well, what have you got to the table? All right, you bring something to the table, Gavin.
I am doing my best to hold this together, whatever this is.
Yeah, but you can't sit here and criticise me or my feature and not bring anything.
I can.
What have you got, Ashley?
I was just going to say, I think we should let the audience judge who, if that was a good feature. Maybe,
but nobody's listening.
Well, they will do.
Literally no one is going to say that's a good feature.
Your mum might.
His mum will. That's it.
If you enjoyed it, tweet us at The Antics.
Yes.
Hashtag Kyle's News. Yes,
there
or no.
There you go.
And then right. If you get three people tweet it, you good. Can do a segment.
Kyle's News.
Kyle's News.
What was your feature the last time we did the podcast?
Willie Adams' Wonders.
Right, this is nowhere near that.
Really?
Yeah, that was
Willie Adams' Wonders. Like, oh, what's he going to talk about?
Give us a wonder. Yeah. An off-the-cuff Willie Adams' Wonder.
Willie Adams' Wonders.
All right, okay, all right. Yeah. I'll give you a Willie Adams' Wonders.
Oh, wow.
Willie Adams' Wonders. Recently, I went to Bredlington. Pebbles, Beach, waltzes, and on the back of the waltzes, it said, plays black music.
Right. Sure.
These waltzes, have you been, I'm sure you've been on the waltzes, they spin around.
Yeah.
Fairly enjoyable. These were not enjoyable, because they were spun around by this, like, great big bald man.
Right.
So when you're kind of dizzy and you're spinning around and you see this hulking man coming at you and spinning around a bit more, it kind of, it's like you're watching Shrek in 3D. It's
right.
It is a bit scary. Bridlington is a nice place to go. It's not quite Scarborough. It's not quite Whitby. It's Bridlington. Highlight, you can get a Willy lolly for about a quid.
What?
You know, like a lolly, but shaped in a
penis.
Are
you branding them after your own name here?
No. That's it could be.
From Willie Arms' Wonders.
No, it's a penis lolly.
Right.
Yeah, we bought like a pack of 12 for a quid, and we all sat there sucking them on the pier.
Bargain.
This is weird.
Yeah.
We'll tell Daryl that, because he was also doing it.
Right, okay. Well, you know, it's Daryl, yeah.
And that's Bredlington. Go there if you want to. Might cost you a couple of quid on the train.
To suck cock.
To suck cock. Which, you know, is cheaper.
Is it?
Then
what exactly?
Go into a male brothel.
Right. You checked him. Did you compare? Compare the brothels.
Yes. Good.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's Willie Adams' Wonders.
That was wonderful.
Was that better than news?
Well, this is it. You compare that to the news and...
The news is poor.
Yeah, but right. It was poor but accurate. You know, Malaysian plane falls out of the sky.
Yeah, we know. That you don't happened. Have to tell us again.
Yeah, we heard it the first time. People are going to tweet whether they liked it or not.
Exactly.
Or
good.
Not.
Can I be one of those three?
No.
You under different accounts.
Because I will create 100 accounts.
Right.
Just to bring back Kyle's Brilliant. News.
I look forward to that.
Good. But if you do hashtag it, Kyle's News, I will think of more informative news, and I might even make a jingle, and I might even wear a moustache that you can't see.
But we could take a picture of.
Yeah. I might even go and like meet Eamon Holmes, and he can do it with me.
Eamon Holmes? The L, you don't pronounce the L.
Is it a silent
it's
L?
It's a silent L.
Fuck him.
Eamon Holmes. How long have you been saying that in your life and not realising it's wrong?
Most of it.
Wow. Not that every day you say, oh, Eamon Holmes.
Yeah. Brad, have you got any big ups?
Wow.
I just want to big up every single cyclist that's been coming through a bridge through the Tour de France.
Because we live in?
Sheffield.
Yorkshire.
Way, and apparently, I don't know if any of you have read this or seen this, the head officiary for the Tour de France from the French side, when he was over, he said the Tour de France in Yorkshire has been the best Tour de France they've ever had.
Oh, yeah, but that's like what pop stars say at venues, isn't
it? Yeah.
Like Britney Spears going to Manchester and going, "Hello, London!" And everyone goes,
But have you seen some of the pictures comparing the Tour de France from Yorkshire and other places in England? There's absolutely fantastic ones where the streets are absolutely packed out and there's banners and streamers everywhere and everyone's in yellow and red spots, and then it cuts to a picture at Cambridge where there's two people still.
Yeah, but it was during the work day, whereas in Yorkshire it was on a like weekend.
Yeah, but we're bigging ourselves up here, Gav.
I know! Exactly. And we've got like 20 seconds.
Exactly, so I thought I'd keep the Tour de France to the end.
All right. Brad, sum up Cambridge.
Shit, with a big university.
Good.
Quiet. Not during the workday.
Not fans of bikes.
We've been the antics.
You've been bored shitless. And we'll see you next week. Six.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
News.